From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State group.
We need a strong Europe to bear its share of the burden working with us on behalf of our collective security.
Speaking at an industrial trade fair Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president says up to 250 additional personnel will join a team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria. Diplomatic sources say a group of Taliban negotiators has arrived in Pakistan for exploratory meetings with authorities in Islamabad. When contacted by VOA, a Taliban spokesman, though, said he was unaware that the delegation had traveled to Pakistan. The development came the same day that Afghanistan's president, Ashraf Ghani, told Parliament that Pakistan is to blame for not stopping fugitive Taliban leaders from plotting violence in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Speaking to a rare joint session of Parliament Monday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Pakistan has not honored commitments to take military action against Taliban leaders who are refusing to end the war and join peace talks with his government. He said insurgent leaders continue to use their centers in the Pakistani cities of Peshawar and Quetta for directing violence in Afghanistan. Ghani said, if Pakistan is not able to act against these insurgents under its commitments to four-way peace talks, then the insurgents should be handed over to Afghan Islamic courts so they are tried and punished for their crimes. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
And for more on that and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia has unveiled a long-term plan that could result in its most significant economic change in decades. The plan would propose a shift away from dependence on petroleum as the country's most valuable asset. Saudi Arabia's economy has been hard hit by sharp drops in crude oil prices, forcing the world's largest exporter of crude to find new sources of income. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is ridiculing his two rivals' efforts to derail his campaign. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, announced a plan Sunday to try to deny Trump a first ballot victory at the party's convention in July. Trump calls it a horrible act of desperation.
If you collude in business or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, in politics, you're allowed to collude.
Donald Trump. Iran has threatened legal action against the United States if $2 billion in frozen funds are diverted to compensate American families of people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his government would hold the U.S. government responsible for protecting Iran's frozen funds. A car bomb exploded in a predominantly Shiite commercial district in eastern Baghdad Monday, killing at least 11 civilians and wounding 38. The International Criminal Court will examine reports of killings, torture, rapes, and other crimes stemming from the political turmoil in Burundi over the past year. Lisa Bryant has more.
International Criminal Court prosecutor Fatou Bensouda says this preliminary probe is not an investigation and offered no timeline of how long it will last.
Killings, imprisonment, torture, rape, and other forms of sexual violence, as well as cases of enforced disappearances. Because all these acts appear to fall within the jurisdiction of the ICC, I have decided to open a preliminary examination into the situation in Burundi.
Bensouda says at least 430 people have been killed, 3,400 have been arrested, and more than 230,000 Burundians have fled the country. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
In a report published Monday, the World Health Organization says six nations in Africa could be free of malaria within the next 4 years. The report was published Monday to mark World Malaria Day. The six countries in Africa that could be rid of malaria by 2020 are Algeria, Botswana, Cape Verde, Comoros, South Africa, and Swaziland. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.